woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could've sworn I was dreaming.
You know who is on your side? Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. My most humble thanks to the Lieutenant Governor for making time in her busy, busy schedule to join us here on The Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. I'm the host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show. We talked about the governor's State of the State address, as well as Robin Voss's anemic, ridiculous, off-point, out-of-touch nonsense response. Because that's what it is. And I promised you all that I would give you Robin Voss's office number and email, which we will also put in our show notes for today, because I want you to flood his phone lines and his email to tell him, A, what you said about Jonathan Brostoff is disgusting. B, properly fund public education, including major investments in our kids' mental health, major investments in a meal program so that every child has a full belly. I don't know about you, but when I'm hangry, I can't get anything done, and you do not want to be around me. I can't imagine what it's like for a hungry kid. No way you can learn at school if you're hungry. To support common sense gun regulation, all of these things and more, every single one of us deserves. Oh, and this little tidbit. Sure, if you're considering tax cuts, that's fine. But don't you dare give a tax cut to the ultra wealthy in this state. Don't you do it, Robin Voss. Don't you try that stuff with us anymore. We're on to the grift, okay? We see you. I see you, boo. No more tax cuts for the ultra wealthy. All right, everybody got your pen and pencil ready? Today's one of those days where I'm just dropping all kinds of things for you. Here is Robin Voss's Madison office telephone number. There's two of them. One's a toll-free. Here's the direct line, 608-237-9133. That's 608-237-9133. Here's the toll-free, 888-529-0033. And, of course, his email. Fire off an email every day. Find yourself with a few minutes waiting for a coffee in line somewhere. Or as they say in Britain, online. I've never understood that. Are you on a line? Is there a line drawn on the pavement? No. If you find yourself with a couple of minutes, fire off an email to Wisconsin Speaker Robin Voss and tell him to get things done for regular Wisconsinites. His email is rep.voss@legis.wisconsin.gov. One more time, it's rep.voss@legis.wisconsin.gov. Go get them. They need to hear from you, right? And by they, I mean every elected official, no matter what their party is. Because one of the things that I've always hated, and I haven't talked about this, I don't think, since the first of the year, is performative politics. And I don't mean the theater of politics. We all know politics is theater. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about when I use the phrase performative politics is this. Doing something that you either know won't work or will actually hurt your constituents or has no meaning at all because it'll get your name in a headline. Think the Ryan Clancy's of the world. And by the way, yes, that's me criticizing a Democrat. Performative politics definition one. You do things that you know are harmful or will have no effect or that are meaningless in some way because it gets you a headline. Performative politics definition one. Performative politics definition two. This is Robin Voss. Every day. All day when he's actually working. Because, you know, the Wisconsin legislature, they're out of session most of the year. Performative politics, definition two. The exercise of edge simply because you can. Or the exercise of power and leverage in a manner that actually harms constituents or doesn't get done what the vast majority of your constituents want. That is Robin Voss. Now, I would say performative politics definition one isn't morally bankrupt. It's just an ego enterprise, right? Like, oh, I just want attention. That's what performative politics definition one is. Attention-seeking behavior. But performative politics definition two, which is all Robin Voss, the exercise or use of leverage and power for no purpose or actually for a purpose or for an end that you know will harm the majority of your constituents or go against what the majority of your constituents actually wants, that has a moral element to it. And it is deeply flawed. And elected officials, no matter what their party, that engage in this kind of politics, either the ego-stroking definition of performative politics, number one, or this power exercise in a manner that, frankly, doesn't help the middle class or causes harm. These are things that we should hold every single elected official accountable for and vote them out. And I don't care if they may be a Democrat. They deserve a vote against them if they're engaging in these things. But in this day and age, watching Republicans in state after state and on the federal level pass out tax cuts to the ultra wealthy again and again, not getting it done for our kids and middle class working families, I've had it. They got to go. And the Democrats that get in bed with them to do that, them too. Not having it anymore, Cardi. Listen, when we come back, we've got a great next guest. I'm super excited. He is Patrick Sobkowski, a professor at Marquette University. He's going to talk to us about birthright citizenship, what it means, and why Donald Trump's attempt to make the Constitution disappear with one swipe of his pen is complete garbage. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.